Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson with Danny Thomas as Brother Amos in The Honeymoon Is Over. The Bickersons have retired. Mrs. Bickerson tosses restlessly, while her husband John, victim of an obscure type of insomnia which manifests itself in constant and instantaneous sleep, exhibits the following symptoms of the dread disease. Listen.
Well, I'm just not going to stand another minute. John! Sit up! Come on, sit right straight upright. Take off that sleep shade.
What's the matter, Blanche?
You're making me a nervous wreck with that snoring.
Oh, it's just your imagination. I never snore.
John, how you can have the audacity to... John! If you weren't snoring just then, what were you doing?
Well, how do I know, Blanche? I was sleeping.
Well, that kind of sleep is no good for you.
Well, I love it.
It doesn't leave you rested. I hope you haven't forgot that you start working a new job tomorrow morning. Your last one, you gave up because you weren't wide awake.
Blanche, I didn't give up my old job. You quit for me.
It's a good thing I did. You weren't making enough anyway.
Well, the new job pays less.
I know, but the hours are longer.
What kind of reasoning do you call that?
There's more time to advance yourself. You'd do a lot better, John, if you patterned yourself after my brother Amos.
I hate your brother Amos.
At least he's a go-getter.
Well, then why doesn't he go get a job?
He doesn't need to. Amos is a shrewd businessman. He can get things from people.
Sure, he got plenty from me, all right.
You're just jealous. He makes good everywhere he goes. Even in the Army, he worked himself up to a field marshal.
He worked himself up to a buck private.
You know very well we got word that they made him a field marshal.
He was a private and he was court-martialed, not field.
Well, what's the difference? Court-martial, field marshal. Did you set the alarm clock?
Yes, I set the alarm clock.
What time did you set it for? I wanted you to give yourself plenty of time. And from now on, you're going to eat breakfast with me before you leave.
Okay.
When you get it ready, just call me downstairs.
Get what ready?
Breakfast. It won't hurt you to prepare breakfast for both of us. Leo Goofy does it all the time. He brings it to Gloria on a tray.
Blanche, why don't you let me sleep?
Well, I like that. I don't let you sleep.
You can say that again.
It's your own snoring that wakes me up and makes me wake you to stop it so you can get enough sleep so you won't be tired from sleeping the way you do.
You can't say that again. Right, you can.
Well, don't mix me up. I'm the one who never sleeps. I'm worried right now for fear you won't get up in time to go to work.
I'll get up in time. I can dress fast.
Your shirts aren't back from the laundry.
Oh, then I'll wear the one I wore today.
You will not. You wear a clean one if you have to wash and iron it yourself.
Okay.
You say it now, but you won't do it.
I will.
You better do it now. Get up and wash your shirt.
What?
Go on, get up and wash your shirt.
Blanche, are you out of your mind? It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, by the time you get through with the shirt, you can start making breakfast.
You know how I have to wrestle myself to sleep, and when I finally do, you lie there just waiting to wake me up like some jungle-prowling alligator.
Alligators don't prowl in the jungle.
Well, why do I care?
You'd wash the shirt quick enough if you were going to see Gloria Gooseby.
I don't need a shirt to see Gloria Gooseby.
I believe that.
Now, don't you start cracking these dang things again.
With that kind of bait, you'd be trapped every time, brother.
Oh, Gloria Gooseby. I wish I'd never seen the woman in my life.
So do I. You're not the same person you used to be, John.
What's the matter now?
Whenever you're alone with me, you just sit and mope.
I don't mope at all.
I'll bet you're sorry you married me.
I am not.
You never say you're happy.
Well, I feel very happy.
Well, then why don't you say it?
I'm the happiest man in the world. Now, are you satisfied?
No, there's something missing, John. All our friends have such fun. With their children, I mean. The Gooseys have a baby. The Flatters have a baby. And yesterday, the Marvins had a baby. Everybody has a baby.
Blanche, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Such a beautiful little thing. Weighed 8.5 pounds.
That's wonderful.
They haven't decided on a name yet. I wonder if I could think of... John, wake up. I thought of a good name.
Go to sleep. I thought of a bad one.
Did you pull the stopper out of the alarm clock?
Mm-hmm.
Did you set it for 6?
7.
That won't give you enough time. You'll have to be at work by 9.
Plenty of time. I can leave here at 8:15.
There's no train after 7.
I don't need a train. I'm driving.
I'm afraid you'll have to take the train.
You've taken my car.
It isn't here.
It is, too. It's in the garage.
No, it isn't. I lent it to Amos.
Well, then I'll... You what?
I lent your car to Amos. You wanted to go to the race?
Frank, no. No, you couldn't. Not my car.
Don't get so excited. He promised to bring it back Tuesday.
Tuesday? It's a new car. He can't drive it. Hasn't he got a license? Why did you do that?
Well, he wanted to go to the racetrack, and he'd have to get up so early if he took the train.
Well, it's all right for me to take a train, huh? It's all right for me to go without sleep. And I'm going to work, not the racetrack.
Well, Amos has a chance of making a lot more money than you.
Now, look, Blanche.
Maybe you wouldn't have to go to work either if you'd get friendlier with Amos.
Now, Blanche.
He meets the right kind of people and always manages to figure out some money-making scheme, and he's bound to be a millionaire.
Then why does he keep borrowing from me?
If you're foolish enough to lend him things, you shouldn't complain. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, Chico. Sleep. I waited 4 years for that car. Never even had my hands on the wheel. And she gives it to that irresponsible maniac. Tomorrow morning, I'll have the pleasure of opening my garage door and not finding my beautiful car.
You won't find the garage door either.
Why not?
Amos knocked it off as he was backing up.
Oh!
The garage is too narrow anyway. Go to sleep, John.
Oh, what are you going to do with a woman like that? This is too much. The car is too narrow. Never be able to sleep again as long as I...
John, get up.
Okay. Feels like I didn't sleep at all. How do you shut this darn thing off? Where's the stopper?
Put down the alarm clock. It's the phone.
Oh, I knew it couldn't be the alarm because I didn't...
Don't!
Oh! Put the lights on.
The lights are on. You've got the pillowcase on your head.
Oh. Where am I? Hello.
Yakko! This is Amy.
Rob, yes! No, wait, Amos.
Yes?
Where are you? Where's my car?
Can you stand the shock, Jocko?
No.
Hey, you know that $1,000 you lent me? Well, I went to the track and I got to worrying about it, see? So I made a few bets for you. I got $300 for you.
Honest? You won that much?
Oh, no, I lost.
But the $300?
Well, I was so worried about losing that I ran your car into a truck. I sold it on the spot to a junk man.
Oh, Amos, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I'll bring you the money in the morning. So long, Jocko.
Amos. It's the end of the world. Turn off the lights, Blanche. I'm weak. Let me get back in bed. Why should one man have so much trouble?
Oh! Oh! Right in the mouth. Oh!
John, did you hurt yourself?
What's the difference? I was going to have these two teeth pulled out. Goodbye, Blanche.